assume you can dial a phone number when you're high, right? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, because I just am astonished. I've done an edible or two in my day. It's always freaked me out. When I was younger, I tried weed a few times, but it's just not for me. I wish. I hear it relaxes you, because, God, I have anxiety. It'd be nice to calm down, but almost 20% of people in a recent survey say, yeah, I've been high on weed at work at least 3 times in a week. To me, it's almost every day. So that's a lot. They've done it more than once. And let's see other things here. 27% of people say they're high at work every day. So a quarter of people surveyed said that. 23% of people say that weed actually makes them more productive. Now, from my experience, and I know I'm just one person, I am the worst person. I'm freaking out. I'm sitting there.
Paranoid.
Like, I am not like, wow, I got so much stuff done today when I was high. Even when I'm drunk too, like I any kind of altering thing, nothing has ever helped me to do better and focus and get things done.
Yeah, I wonder if it has to do with the amount that you're ingesting or smoking, because I hear both. I hear people say, oh, I'm way more focused when I do it at work, so it's better for me. Or I've heard people say, like, I cannot get off the couch. Like, I'm literally frozen there, just like staring at the wall.
And I know there's different types. I've had people try to explain it to me. My old barber tried to break it down and I forget. He's like, well, if it's this, it means you're going to sleep or be lazy. This other
you mean
one,
different strains?
Yeah. He talks about like the naming, how it kind of helps you remember. I'm like, dude, I don't remember any of that. And listen, I'm pro pot. Like, just because I don't do it, I think you should be able to if you're an adult and that's what you want to do, if medical or not. Let's see what people think this morning, though. Julaine, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Hi. So I actually wanted to talk a little bit about what you were saying, that your barber was saying. So there is 2 main different types. There is sativa and there's indica. I always remember, because I say indica into couch.
Yes, that's what he told me. Exactly.
Yes,
oh, my gosh.
Yes. So indicas are the ones that will make you sleepy and hungry, and sativas are the head highs that will make you have better focus, better memory. They'll give you energy. Now, for me personally, like you said, I have a good bit of anxiety. I have some chronic pain. But sativas make me extremely paranoid. They'll give me heart palpitations. I'll sweat. I start freaking out. I don't have a good time. I get nauseous, lightheaded. So I cannot do sativas, even though they would necessarily make you more energized or maybe focus more for work. So I do not go to work or do anything when I smoke, because I can only have indicas and they make me really sleepy. So I use it as like an end of the day to unwind, or if I have like a day off and I'm just chilling at home, I'm going to be cleaning my house or something. But I know a lot of people that say the same thing, like super focused. I drive better. I do work better.
I find the actual driving part. Cause like,
how do you drive better if you're sleepy?
Yeah. And there's no way you can drive better when you're drunk. I don't see how you can drive better when you're high.
Well, it goes into the focus thing. Like, some people have anxiety when they drive. Like, I have a lot of friends that are like, driving gives me a ton of anxiety. It freaks me out. I'm always, like, super hyper aware of everyone around me. So it kind of, like, calms them down a little bit and makes it easier for them to just, like, focus on the road.
I'm getting, like, nervous just hearing your friends are driving around high. That's making me... No, but, hey, thank you for calling in. I don't think I can get trouble for this. If not, I'm just making this up for the theatrics of radio. But, like, a year ago, I accidentally came into work high. I did an edible. I tried one just to relax. And, like, a friend of mine got me one. I took half of one. Nothing happened. Then, like, 2.5 hours later, I took the other half. And I thought I was going to die.
Oh, yeah. Joe was lasted, on another level.
It lasted, like, and I was stupid. I did it, like, on a Sunday afternoon at, like, 4 o'clock. I swear to you, like, driving into work, I'm like, what am I doing? It was, like, the scariest, dumbest thing I've ever done in my life. Hey, can you turn that down, pork chop, in the background?
I wish I was here for that, honestly. I'm mad that I missed that I wasn't working here yet.
I don't think, Alex, you didn't know, right? Like, I told you after the fact.
Yeah, you told us after.
Did you?
You were acting weird.
Was I?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know. All right. Now I'm going to go to some other people, and there's several anonymous. So just talk if your name's anonymous. Eventually we'll get to you. Let's go to anonymous. And from what I see on my screen, you smoke all the time, that it helps you deal with people. Hi, anonymous. You're on the Joe and Alex show.
Yes. So I actually smoke all the time. I used to live in Colorado, and now I actually is back. And it helps me deal with people. I find patience in it. It helps me calm my anxiety more than anything.
Hmm. I struggle with people.
But I don't feel like it affects me. I feel like it's all about your mental mindset. of when you do smoke.
Do you think that it has to do with if smoking marijuana is for you, do you think it has to do with what your natural personality is? Like, you just naturally might be too much of an anxious worrywart to be able to ever smoke pot?
I feel like that is very true. I have a friend who smokes, and I mean, every time she just gets super paranoid. But unless she is at home by herself or, like, in her safe zone, like, that's the only time that she will.
Dude, I have tried smoking before, and I'm a very, like, naturally anxious person. I have the worst anxiety attacks. I freak out. I get so nauseous. Like, I'm about to throw up. Yep. I can't even look at food. I just...
You get spins?
Yeah, I kind of get spins. And, like, this will be, like, from taking, like, one little baby hit or like two, like it's not like I'm smoking a lot. And it's so funny because people will say like, oh my gosh, you're so anxious all the time. You need to smoke weed. Like that's who it's for. And
you
I'm like,
no
bro, dude, no, it makes me freak out.
Let's go to another anonymous here. And once again, I'm trying to get some clues here, but just speak up when I do come to you. It says that you go to work high. Let's see, anonymous. Do you go to work high? I guess I should hit the button again. Anonymous, do you go to work high?
Hello?
Hey, hi, Anonymous. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say about this?
Well, on occasion, I do go to work high, you know, but not all the time.
Can you tell us what you do for a living? Like, maybe the field you work in? Like, we work in radio?
In somewhere along the lines of medical field.
So if you're doing sales, you don't feel like you trail off during conversation or you start talking about weird stuff?
Hey, over here, bud.
No, yeah. No, it just helps me deal with the people because the part of the medical field that I'm involved in, they're jerks. And they're very assertive. And I just try to deal with them the best way I possibly can.
You keep chill. Porkchop must smoke a ton of
pot. Yeah, no kidding. He never does anything. He's just like, okay, Alex, all right.
So I have a question. Do you think that, like, it also is, like, your tolerance to it over time? Like, you've been smoking weed for, like, you know, years and years. So, like, now you can, like, go to work and, like, be a full functioning human while you're also high?
Oh, well, definitely. It's also the amount you do, you know? It's no different than someone taking pills.
It must be sales.
They take pills at certain times of the day just so they can function throughout the rest of the day.
I think that's a valid point you bring up there. I mean, we all take something, right? Or at least a majority of people do. I know several people in sales, and yeah, they got like little vape pens with their weed pens.
I hate vaping.
Yeah, but they don't have a big cloud. But I'm like, wait, you're doing that before we go? You're going to go talk to a client? Like, yeah, man, chills me out, bro.
It's crazy.
Well, you can definitely smell it. For the most part, I mean, I've done it a few times in my life, but I really do not smoke or do edibles often. But, like, I can always smell. I can smell that, and I can smell if you have a pet. Yeah. I immediately smell cat or dog smell, and I immediately smell marijuana.
There's a smelly smell, a smelly smell that smells smelly.
Let's wrap it up with our last anonymous person. Hey, you are anonymous, and you do this every day. What does that mean?
Yes. So I smoke every day before I go to work and every day when I come home.
So like right now, are you stoned?
Yeah.
So is the Joe and Alex show 10 times better when you're high listening?
I mean, you guys do crack me up in the morning and there's some stuff that just really gets me and I'm like, oh my God, I'm laughing way too hard at that. But that's because I'm high.
I wonder, have you ever listened to Murder Monday high?
Yeah. Oh,
does
me and my daughter
out?
Do. My daughter doesn't know that I am, of course.
I was like, wait, you're getting your daughter high too?
No, of course not. But me and her listen to it, and I'm really, really into it. I love murder shows, everything. And sometimes my daughter's like, oh. And I'm like, this is so awesome. But no, mommy, it's not.
She's like, I'm scared.
Yes, like this past Monday, she was like, can you turn that one off? And then I went to go Google the man and looked up into it, and I was like, oh my God, this is so awesome.
Well, the good news is if you ever feel like it's getting too scary or you need to pause it or get away or, you know, your kid's in the car or something like that, we podcast every show, everything that we do, not just Murder Monday. So you can always go back and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google Play or anything, and then you can listen to
plan
stuff
your
you
smoking
miss.
Around the podcast.
There you go.
Absolutely. I usually do that quite often. I'll play podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Well, there you go. P&P, pot and podcast. This is what we're all
there
about
you go.
Here. Hey, Anonymous, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex show. I love everybody that listens to our show, but I think we have a lot of interesting people that like we don't always get to talk to.
It's true.
A whole underworld of society that you don't even know about running underneath your nose. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.